This is John Batchelor, conversation with Rich Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, not only about the Islamic Republic of Iran's negotiating style, always looking for more, always pushing, great at the bazaar, but also what Iran is doing with the cash that it's winning from negotiations, or what Iran is winning from its hostage-taking. Rich reports another hostage-taken that is leverage on the United States. There is also reason to believe, says Rich, that Russia is now involved in the Iranian missile program, looking to create what could easily be a threat to the United States, an intercontinental ballistic missile. Here's Rich.
This is classic Iranian negotiations. It's similar to North Korean negotiating style, where the minute there's an offer on the table, and, you know, it seems like you might be honing in on something that's fair and reasonable, and both parties, you know, think they're going to make some sort of exchange, that becomes the new opening offer. And now you find new hostages to pick up, new threats to emerge to raise your price, right? Because if the Americans are willing to do this, what if we take one more hostage, which reportedly has happened? Now they have four Americans reportedly, not just three. Now the price has gone up. Now we don't just want the $7 billion in South Korea. We want something else now, maybe, which is holding up the hostage deal. Now we're going to roll out new missiles. And by the way, we also heard the CIA director last week out in Aspen tell us that the Russians are now involved in helping Iran's missile program. In particular, its space launch vehicle program, which is a cover for an intercontinental ballistic missile program, which they have yet to figure out. But we know DOD has been telling us for years, is their intent, is their goal. The Russians can absolutely put some horsepower into that program. That's a threat to the U.S. homeland, not to Israel, not to the Gulf, not to Europe. So the picture is worsening, right? The threats to maritime traffic in the Gulf. What's going to happen to U.S. forces? We see Russia trying to work with the Iranian proxies in Syria to harass U.S. troops, maybe even get U.S. troops killed.
This is John Batchelor.